Mr. Lee Kun-yong is one of Korea's most seminal conceptual artists, where his experimental performative practice emerged in the 70s, where South Korea was under an authoritarian rule. From a period spanning over six decades, his works are being showcased in the 4A Center for Contemporary Asian Art in a unique presentation, Equal Area, which comprises of photographic documentation of his performances from the past and live performances featuring Mr. Lee himself and three contemporary Australian artists. I spoke to Mr. Lee earlier this week with his translator, Ji Soo Kim. Well, thank you so much for coming here and joining us here today. I really appreciate it. So this exhibition covers your pretty much six decades of your career. How was it kind of curating the parts you wanted to show in this exhibition?
The overall preparation process has been very interesting. And I've actually been here 2 years ago in Sydney, and it's good to be back here. And in such an environmentally friendly environment, he's just very pleased and happy to get his exhibition going.
Amazing. So this, you know, you were quite a prominent figure in developing Korean performance art and conceptual art in the 70s. That was quite an interesting time in Korea. Can you describe that time period for us, please?
So the period of the 70s in Korea has been very interesting and rather challenging in some perspectives. It was a period when Korea was developing into a rather modernized country. There has been some restrictions by the government itself. However, it has been a quite good experience for him, as he was pretty familiar with the Eastern side of the philosophy, while as he was quite interested in the Western side of the philosophy as well in his middle school times, so-called high school years in Australia. His interest in the philosophy in both Eastern and Western at during the 70s actually was a great stepping stone for him to be a leading performance artist back in that 70s period.
How was the regime? Were they appreciative of the arts then and what you were trying to do and show to the people?
So it was quite differing for the population itself. It was pretty new, and it was quite something that they really haven't experienced before. While as for the artist, it was something that they had to have some strong courage to step up for, such a new form of art that has never been shown before in that period of time.
So there
were times where governments and organizations interfered with him performing artworks. There were times where they came out to capture him or physically disturb him to put his artwork together. There were different things that happened during that period of time.
Arts and censorship today, we still see it, especially in some parts of Asia. Is it something that you think will always be happening around the world?
So art and censorship doesn't really challenge him or doesn't seem to bother him so much, as even in the past where harsh restrictions were put on him, he didn't really feel pressured to work the way that the government or what the population wanted him to do. And what he desires even in the future is to strive forward for a freely interest whatever intrigues him to do, and whatever he wants to show people, that's what he desires to do and show through his artwork. So whatever that challenges other people might feel, he doesn't really feel bad about it or anything. He feels as if it's a good experience for an artist.
In this exhibition, Equal Areas, it's like a photographic, kind of photographic and performance. What kind of themes do you kind of see in this six-decade period? What kind of themes do you kind of, overarching themes do you see in this exhibition?
So since the exhibition holds his past six decades of artworks and his career, we can't really specifically set a theme for all his artworks. However, as he has named the exhibition Equal Area, what he conveys in the exhibition itself is that while in the past we've been taught and we've been addressed to see the world as whatever the text used to tell us and in a singular view, if we should say. However, as the world is getting globalized and we communicate with each other across the world, we're starting to speak up for ourselves and we start to develop our own views and perspectives and we start to go through what we call a debate process and we can talk about different things. And now what he is trying to say through the exhibition or the title Equal Area is that even though everyone is now speaking of different views and opinions, we still all these opinions are founded upon a basic view like that was developed in the past. So it could be seen as singular, but it is different. So by saying equal area, it's saying it is the same, but with conveying different meanings in it.
Yeah.
So while we're talking about equal area, just a few minutes back while we were walking up to the studio, radio studio, we saw this building with all these plants, should I say?
Oh, yeah, the central tower.
We know what we're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, so even seeing that building itself reminded him of the title Equal Area. It's a building where both humans and nature coexist and all these recycles and all this waters, electricity that goes on around. It's both very man-made as well as natural. So that also reminded him of Equal Area and that is what he's trying to say through his exhibition.
Excellent. Now, you're still doing weekly performances with the exhibition every Thursday night, if I'm correct. What is it about doing live performance as opposed to, say, doing a video installation where, you know, everyone can see it every day, but you're doing it live in person every week?
So in his world of art, he finds space and time very important, but what he finds the most important and powerful theme in his artwork is communication. So by performing live performances and artworks, it's letting him to make those bonds with the audiences given that space. So with the audiences, he wants to communicate and make the bond and the relationship, and he finds the forming of the relationships and communication contributes as a powerful theme to his artwork. That's why he's performing live and providing performative artworks.
Excellent. Now, you also collaborated with a few Australian artists, Hussein Sami, Daniel von Sturmer, and Emily Parsons Lord. How was it collaborating with them?
So working with those three artists has been an amazing experience for him. Not only are they very individualistic, but they're really unique in each and different ways. They're very outstanding, not to mention that. And working with the three communicating with the three artists through art has been amazing, and he believes it's a very special event that will be left in history as like those art leading countries collaborating together. So while we're still going on with the collaboration, he's very interested about overcoming those age boundaries, should we say, as he believes that he's about at least 30 years older than the rest of them. He still feels very powerful, though, despite his age, but he's very interested and looking forward to upcoming artworks as well with them.
Age is definitely no limit here, is it? But Mr. Lee, thank you so much for joining us here today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, 감사합니다.
Thank you very much.